At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Friday. So you know automatically that it's going to be a very short episode, opposed to torturing you through the standard typical stuff. Let's just kind of get straight to the chase. At what point in your career, especially being inside of the safety field, do you start getting down about some of the work that you do? What do I mean by that? I'm talking about where you take some of the safety stuff home with you. And I'm not talking about that you're not being safe at home. I'm talking about you take some of the frustrations from work with you home. In some of the research that I've been able to do over the last few months, I've come to the realization more and more that people that are inside of the safety field tend to struggle with mental health. That's why you've probably noticed that we talk a lot about depression and suicidal tendencies as part of our show. So as I go through this information today, I'm not trying to make it depressing. I'm not trying to make it where it's one of these things where everything sounds odd and I want you to feel bad about what's going on. But I want to have an open and honest conversation and start going, do you have those thoughts from time to time where you're depressed with the kind of work that you do? Do you go home and think about ways of hurting yourself or ways of where you turn around and say, hey, I no longer want to be here. And I know that this is going to be a mini episode. And I also know that this is not something that we're going to be able to solve. But I know to an extent that this is something that I'm hearing more and more people talk about. And I know this is not one of these things that a lot of people are open about. But I think this is where the conversation needs to start changing. Where we need to start having these open and honest conversations about these thoughts and these open and honest conversations about things that are going inside of your head and have those conversations out loud. Now, I will tell you, I interact quite a bit with a company that's called To Write Love on Her Arms. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. And they're an organization that help people out with mental health issues and suicidal tendencies and depression. It's not a plug for them. Please understand that. They're a good resource for if you're going through some of these things. And always, it's a good idea to have conversations with trusted individuals and even professionals that can assist you with if you're having this problem. Please understand that we are a community of safety professionals that are here, that we want to help each other. And by no means should you feel down about the things that you do. It is kind of part of what comes with the gig. I don't mean that in any kind of bad way whatsoever. I mean that in a format that there are some things inside of this particular position that are not the most glorious aspects of people's careers. If you want more information, go to Write Love on Her Arms. Just go ahead and hit up that website. That's TWLOHA.com. And they have resources that are there to help you. Just click on the button that says find help, or you can also click on the button that says learn. If you're not actually going through those struggles, that's excellent to hear as well. But if you would like to be able to assist people that might be having those issues, go ahead and click on the button on where it says get involved. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once again, TWLOHA.com. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Now you can hear us around the world, streaming 24/7 at safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.